This is Terry Mandel, D.O., dictating an attorney letter to Nathaniel Lee, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Lee, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Charita Fawbush, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is C-H-A-R-I-T-A, C-H-A-R-I-T-A. Last name Fawbush, F-A-W-B-U-S-H, F-A-W-B-U-S-H. On March 11th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 44-year-old female, height 5'6", weight 248 pounds, who is involved in an injury at a restaurant which was called the Elbow Room in Kokomo, Indiana. It was outside on the patio. She was seated in the she was seated there on the outside patio of the restaurant when a Dodge Ram ran through the fence, running over the patient more than once, period. It was a drunk driver, period. She was under the truck and was removed by a relative, period. There is uncertainty as to loss of consciousness, period. She had immediate pain in her mid-back, comma, neck, comma, scalp, comma, right leg, comma, right knee, comma, and right arm, period. She had diffuse pain in her chest with shortness of breath, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she has a scar of her right arm, comma, pain in her mid-back and right knee, period. She has severe anxiety and post-traumatic stress disorder, period. She had a pneumothorax that resolved, period. New paragraph. Her mid-back pain was treated with medication and physical therapy. She continues to have pain with diminished range of motion, period. The pain is intermittent, approximately 9 hours a day, period. It is a burning, stabbing pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the neck, period. New paragraph. The right knee pain is her understanding it was a torn meniscus. She did have surgery as well as medication and physical therapy. The arthroscopic surgery occurred July 11th of 2024, period. It is a constant throbbing and burning pain with numbness, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 plus out of 10, period. It is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. This injury aggravated her pre-existing anxiety and depression, and as a result, she developed post-traumatic stress disorder, period. This is a new onset of PTSD, but it did aggravate her prior depression and anxiety, period. She did not have PTSD until this injury, period. She had a prior suicide attempt in 2016, but that resolved, period. Presently, she doesn't work or leave the house, period. She is scared of large crowds and socializing, period. She is scared of screeching sounds and other sounds, period. She has problems sleeping and has nightmares, period. She has problems with social interactions, period. She is paranoid of people, period. She lives alone, but is now scared and has problems with interactions with people in general, including family and friends, period. She has frequent crying spells, period. She had to change and increase her dose of medicines, period. She can't afford counseling at this time, period. She stopped going to church as she is scared, period. She was told she had a concussion, but has problems finding her words and has to talk slower and problems formulating sentences, period. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that day the ambulance took her to Ascension, St. Vincent's, and Kokomo, period. She was transferred to St. Vincent's, 86th Street, admitted overnight. She had an MRI and CT, as well as x-rays, period. She was told she had a hole in her lung that did heal on her own without a chest tube, period. She saw her family doctor and initially couldn't walk without a walker, period. She followed up with her family doctor and was referred to physical therapy. She saw an orthopedic specialist who did surgery and then had physical therapy, period. She had psychiatric sessions, but approximately only two because insurance wouldn't cover any more, period. Her family doctor is presently treating her PTSD, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems getting in the shower, comma, housework, comma, walking over a mile, comma, getting out of bed, comma, lifting over 20 pounds, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as basketball and running, comma, sitting over 30 minutes, comma, sleep, comma, standing over 30 minutes, period. New paragraph. Medications include Motrin, a nerve medicine, and an antidepressant, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicine, a higher dose of anti-anxiety medicines, a change of her antidepressant, exercises, and a leg splint, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for anxiety, comma, depression, comma, prior suicide attempt, 2016. New paragraph. Past surgical history is arthroscopic knee surgery, July of 24, left knee repair, February of 19, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient injured her mid-back in 2017 in a work injury. She hit her mid-back and told she had a strain and bruise. She had physical therapy for 4 to 6 weeks. It healed completely without permanency, period. The patient never injured her right knee in the past, period. The patient torn a meniscus in her left knee in 2019 in a work fall, period. The patient had a work injury in 2023 of her right shoulder, injured. She was seen once delivering a water heater, and there was no permanency, period. She had a work injury to her right knee